Talk Live. Kicking off hour number two of the show, the Tuesday night edition. We are here. It's 10 o'clock Eastern time. So plenty of time for your calls about whatever's on your mind. Maybe it's a political issue. Maybe something of a personal nature. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there, including live streaming, the broadband version of the show, the dial-up version. It's all free, as it should be, at freetalklive.com. And don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org.
Let's Lindsay.
Anything goes. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Kick off the show with Dan in Alabama, or this hour, rather, with Dan in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hello. Last night, I was listening to the show from last night, and you guys ring an email. And you were discussing the old days of Free Talk Live,
mm-hmm.
when I guess you were a little less political because you were on an FM station.
Right. Well, what it has more to do with is the people listening. And the reason people wanted less politics is because younger people tend to listen to FM. So that's why. Free Talk Live's always been controlled by the callers to some extent. And so we sort of have morphed over time depending on what our listeners want.
Right. Well, as far as my opinion goes, I would not be a listener of Free Talk Live if you guys talked about fluff. Not that the things that you were talking about before weren't possibly important. I don't know. I never heard the old shows.
Right.
They weren't important.
But, you know, what?
Most of it was just people doing fake voices.
Hello, this is Sanjay. I am calling you from my convenience store.
The reason that I listen to Free Talk Live, I found you guys as a podcast, Googled podcast, and then found Podcast Alley and searched for libertarian, because
yeah.
I am a libertarian, and that's what I want to hear about.
Yes, indeed.
The way I looked at it is, if I want, I can go home every night and find 100 channels of crap on TV, and I can watch Survivor and Real World and OC until my brain explodes.
Sure.
But I want to hear about something that matters.
You want to hear our crap.
Yeah, exactly. But because I think it matters, and I think you guys are putting out a good message. There was another podcast that I listened to for a few weeks, and it's a top 10 podcast, and essentially it's a guy and his wife talking about crap.
Right.
But that's all they advertise
that they talk about.
Yeah. And so I listened to it for a couple of weeks, and finally I was like, they haven't said one important thing, you know, for several weeks. So
I have wasted my life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I appreciate what you guys are doing.
You know, we try to strike a balance, you know, because if you get too political, and I agree with people that don't like politics, because personally I hate it. I hate politics, and the only reason
I don't agree that he hates politics.
The only reason I'm involved in it is because I have to be. Because unfortunately, politics threatens my life. You know, government threatens to kill me over certain things.
I would say that I think there's a difference in talking about politics, meaning who said what at you know, a DC fundraising event, and who was seen talking to who.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's essentially celebrity gossip. It just so happens that the celebrities involved are writing our laws.
Yeah, they're toting guns.
But what you guys are talking about issues and where people stand on issues. When you take the average Democrat or Republican, they may not know where they stand on a particular issue because they don't know what the party says about it. Or what
right.
they think that conservatives or liberals are supposed to think about it.
Yeah, they haven't heard Rush address it yet.
as a libertarian, you can bring up any issue. I may have never heard about it, ever.
Exactly.
And I can tell you immediately where I stand on the issue.
And that's, you know, that's why the Free Talk Live format works so well with libertarian hosts. If we were your standard cookie-cutter talk show host, we wouldn't be able to handle it.
We'd get blindsided
right.
at every call.
Yeah. So
because you could bring up any issue, and then I have to formulate an opinion. Whereas, as a libertarian, you can default to privatization.
So, right. as one of our listeners who appreciates the, political content of the show, do you have objections to hearing the apolitical stuff, like relationship advice, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I definitely wanted to mention that. I don't at all. I mean, if someone calls in and it's something interesting,
right,
I think that you guys will give it the attention that it needs. I'm confident that you will.
Well, I appreciate that.
If someone calls in and they want to talk about something that doesn't matter, I think that you guys give them a fair answer.
You know,
and
I think
move on.
I think that it's. I don't want to make this. We didn't set you up, Dan. We didn't set you up.
It sure sounds like it.
I don't want to make this sound like the Free Talk Live Love Fest Hour here. But I think it's important for, you know, for newer listeners tuning in to understand that this is a show that can be shaped to some extent, you know, by the actual listenership, by the demands. We respond to the demands of those who are listening and those who want to participate. So if you're out there listening to Free Talk Live and you find yourself saying to yourself, boy, I wish these guys would talk about blah, blah, blah. You know, issue XYZ, my pet issue. We're never going to know that that's what you want unless you tell us, unless you email or call in.
And if it's chemtrails, we're not going to do it.
We're going to shut you down. We'll let you bring it up, but then we're going to call you out. Anyway, Dan, great call. Any final thoughts for us?
One more thing. I am a pizza delivery guy. I'm doing
great.
It right now.
Sweet.
And if you want more pizza delivery guys to call in, just from what I know of the industry, talk about marijuana legalization.
That's typically where they do call in. And as we get on more radio stations, we'll have more pizza men calling
in. You know, here's what I didn't get is I worked as a pizza delivery man for about 2 weeks. I wasn't very good at it.
Right. Obviously weren't smoking enough marijuana.
Well, the thing is they drug tested me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they drug tested. I don't get it because they won't drug test at a radio station. You'd fire everybody. So
you'd fire everyone at a pizza joint too. That's shocking.
This was a Domino's franchise. I assume that in fact I know it was owned by a franchisor. So yeah, they drug tested.
Thanks for the call, Dan. 800-259-9231.
You know, nothing against the pizza delivery guys, but it was the shirt that really did me in. I just, you know how
the uniform?
What a dandy I can be about my clothes, and I buff my nails
right,
and stuff like that. And I could not wear that red, white, and blue shirt with that silly hat. And then I made, and then one of my renters.
Somebody needs to do a Photoshop now. Pizza man.
I don't think I have a photo of this, thank God.
No, they could take your existing photo and superimpose some
right,
Domino's shirts on.
I think I delivered a pizza to one of my renters.
Uh-huh.
So, and I just felt terrible. You know, like, here I am, this lady rents a house for me, and I'm delivering her pizza.
You couldn't transfer it to one of the other drivers that night?
I didn't.
You didn't realize until it was too late?
No, that's not true. I knew that it was coming because I knew the address, and of course, I knew the address of my house, so I had to take it there. But, it just didn't feel good. She tipped me really well.
Got your rent? All right, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Nick in Boston. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel. Hello.
Hey, I want to talk about minimum wage and the standards of living.
Okay. Talk about it.
I don't know, are you familiar with that Morgan Spurlock 30 Days show?
The one
Super
where...
Supersize Me guy, yeah.
The guy who did the Supersize Me.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know much beyond what you just told us, so what about it?
Well, he tested out what it would be like to live on minimum wage in, like, a crappy apartment with, like, a crappy job and stuff. And
he could get an apartment on minimum wage?
That's what it is. He had to get an ex-crack house
in
Ohio.
I'm surprised he could get anything.
Yeah, anyway, they showed that the standards of living are set way too high and the minimum wages are set way too low.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, we're going to... like, basically let all the poor people die out so that middle class becomes the low class.
So what do you want to do about it, Nick?
I say, I've talked to my friend about this, and he says that lowering the standards of living would just, like, cause too much disarray or is not that easy.
So what are you going to do about it?
Hunger strike? I don't care.
Hang on. We can explore some options here with you, Nick. Hang on, because it's an important issue. People aren't getting paid. Are people not getting paid what they're worth? Is minimum wage a bad thing? Should we abolish the minimum wage? I say yes. We're coming back with more. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris is podiatrist recommended and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money back guaranteed. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Reason is the true life-giving activity of an educated mind. At ReasonToFreedom.com, we regard independent thinking as a supreme virtue and the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the premier voice of the Reason Liberty movement. At ReasonToFreedom.com, you'll find articles on individual rights, health, popular music, love, homeschooling, God and morality, SUVs, the national debt, humor, the free state project, pocket protectors, family values, living wills, bankruptcy laws, and golf. Some of our columns include, Is Atlas Shrugging? Fired for Smoking. Asbestos Lawsuits. The Joy of Chiropractors. Please Drink and Drive. And Impeach the Criminal in Chief. Tap into ReasonToFreedom.com, a central site for the emerging Reason Liberty movement. Find out why if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, we'll send you an update if you are on the list. And you can get on that list by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
And like what's stopping you? Go do it now.
Exactly. Like everything else at freetalklive.com, it's totally free. We're going to go back to the phones, to the fun. Nick in Boston, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Now, Nick, you're a little concerned about the whole cost of living versus the minimum wage issue. In fact, you said that you watched, what's the show called, 30 Days?
It's called 30 Days on FX.
It's by the Spurlock guy that did that that McDonald's
Super Size
movie.
Me.
Super
yeah.
Size Me. And so apparently what he did was he attempted to pretend like he was living off of minimum wage just to see what the conditions would be like.
Well, what he did was he got rid of all his credit cards and everything, his car, he took public transportation and stuff. You know?
Right. Yeah, it's not an easy life, no doubt about it. I'm just curious. Did he give a solution to the problem?
There was actually no solution. He said that they should lower the standards of living to, you know, like, lower the cost of housing, lower the cost of food. But, I mean, it's easier said than done.
It is
easier said than done.
And when you're asking the government to do things like that, then you're going to get into big problems. That's called public housing, and that's a mess. In regards to lowering the cost of rent, for instance, there are some very simple things that could be done to make that happen. However, nobody in the government's going to be doing them anytime soon. And, you know, one of those things would be to get rid of property taxes. There's an immediate $100 reduction in the amount of rent that anybody would have to pay every month. And, I mean, that's in the poorest areas of the country. You're probably looking at $100 at least savings, if not more. Maybe a little bit under that. But they're eliminating property tax is one way to do it. Eliminating regulations on buildings is another way to do it. So if you're not spending as much money in the first place to buy the house, you won't have to charge as much for rent down the line. Those are two examples. The other thing that that we need to look at as an option is to completely abolish the minimum wage. Now, people like this Spurlock guy, just based on the impression that I get of him, are people that would advocate increasing the minimum wage. People that would suggest, well, clearly the way to solve the problem of people not having enough money to live is to give them more. I mean, that's the kind of the first thing that pops into people's minds. Well, let's just legislate a $20 an hour minimum wage. What do you think would happen if we did that, Nick?
Be a communistic country. If everyone was making, like, basically the same wage, because that $20 an hour sounds, like, common. If you hear, like, middle-class America, $20 mm-hmm. would seem, like, average. But I'm just saying that I don't think the minimum wage is that much of a problem. It's just the cost of living. You know, like, the minimum wage, if we were to raise it, then small businesses would dry up.
That's
true. And then Walmart would just become every state. They would just have every state be Walmart, and everyone live there to shop there.
You're absolutely right about that. And the cost of living is a huge... There are so many factors that go into that. I mean, I only gave you a couple of them. But regulation... I would have to say licensing, regulation, and property taxes are three major ones. Man, which if you can think up any other ones, I'd
no, they're huge.
Watch. And then the minimum wage is an issue because, as you pointed out, it does put small businesses out of business. It does give them a more difficult time. In fact, down here in Florida, where we're doing this show from, they just raised the minimum wage by a dollar. They raised it by 20%. And we're going to start feeling the effects from that pretty soon. The thing that raising the minimum wage does is not only does it put small businesses out of business, makes it easier for them to go out of business, it puts people out of jobs, and it also inflates the economy as well, because if all of a sudden you have to start paying burger flippers $20 an hour, you're going to have $5 burgers instead of 99-cent burgers.
Because the business doesn't absorb it. The customer does every single time.
So it's basically like a violent cycle. Like if you raise it, it'd be good for them to get more money, but then it would be less jobs that people have and more people would be like on the street.
It's not even good. It's not good for them for longer than a month. Really? You could raise the minimum wage, and they'd be happy for a little while?
The ones that didn't lose their jobs.
The ones that didn't lose their jobs, they'd be happy about it for a little while, and then they'd notice the prices of everything going up. Everything would go up. Just like with gasoline. When gas goes up, everything goes up. Everything that's shipped. You have to pay extra to cover the costs on the gas. So all the prices of hamburgers and rocking chairs and every single product where minimum wage workers are employed would go up. And as a result, those minimum wage workers would start complaining because they're not making enough to cover the cost of living anymore.
And most of the vast majority, as a matter of fact, 90-something percent of the people that are earning minimum wage are not the breadwinner in the family.
That's a good point. 97% is actually the number that I've seen of heads of household, which is what Spurlock was pretending as though he was. He was a single head of household. 97% of those people are earning more than the minimum wage.
Maybe not
so
much
very
more,
unusual,
but more.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the people earning minimum wage can't afford to move out on their own anyway, so they stay at mom and dad's.
All right. Nick, final thoughts for us?
No, that's it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Great call, man. We appreciate you bringing that up. 800-259-9231.
Hunger strike?
Minimum wage has to be one of the most misunderstood economic functions in this country. And he was right. It is communist. And it's not more communist because it's $20 an hour. It's communist at 20 cents, a dollar, or $50. It's still a minimum wage, and it's still centrally controlled.
And it drives
distribution.
It drives a certain amount of people out of the job market.
Yes,
there are people out there that a company that a business would employ at instead of what is minimum wage?
$5.15.
They would employ them for $3 an hour to say sweep their parking lot.
Yeah.
You know, they might be somewhat mad. But it'd keep them from begging on the streets, and then they would have a real job, and they'd be able to feel good about themselves because, you know, they can't show up to work on time because they don't have reliable transportation, and they're nuts, and they drink too much, and,
right.
you know, whatever reason. So they show up anytime they want. They grab the broom. They sweep out the parking lot. The owner gives them $3 an hour for the sweeping. Now,
there
that guy doesn't have a job now because of minimum wage. So he's out living in the forest somewhere.
That's right.
Coming into town, begging your money, putting you in danger, because I feel like homeless people are somewhat a danger.
Let's go to the phones, talk to Bill in Kansas City, listening on KCXL. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, you've got a poem for us.
Yes, sir, I do. It's all called Think.
It's clean, isn't it, Bill?
Yes, sir.
All right.
It's called Think.
Okay.
I wrote this in 2002.
Good. Go for it.
They say... I'm sorry, I'll start over.
That's okay.
They say, I think too much, but what am I to do? Don't they think before they speak or even care about you? I believe that if I think, my words just might be true. As a fool, my words will stink, so what am I to do?
Is that it?
Yes, sir.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Not too shabby. I you know, I should have had the applause ready. I'm sorry. I normally have my applause ready, and so
I don't need applause.
Well, thank you for sharing your poem.
You put effort into it.
What's it mean to you, Bill?
What does it mean?
Yeah.
Do people tell you
the interpretation?
You think too much?
No, I don't think enough.
Okay.
Sorry.
They're suggesting you don't think enough, and you're disagreeing with them?
No. The first line is, they say I think too much.
Too much. I see.
But
you just
what
thought
am
too
I
much
to
at
do?
That time.
I'm sorry?
You just thought too much at that time that you wrote the poem.
No, I never think enough.
I see.
Yeah.
Sounds like quite a situation you have there.
It's not a bad situation.
Well, Bill, hopefully we help you think about a little bit. Maybe we help you think too much. Maybe you shouldn't be listening to us if we help you think too much.
No, thinking too much is good for him.
Well, no, I'm thinking too much about your poem, Bill. Thanks for the call, man. We got to run. 800-259-9231. Man, maybe I don't think enough, huh? We're coming back. It's your show, Free Talk Live. Anything goes. 1-800-259-9231.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The weather is getting warmer, and you'll be out on the highway towing, which creates heat and premature wear in your automatic transmission. Make sure you protect your vehicle with Protecta Synthetic Transmission Treatment. Protecta will reduce wear, heat, and deposits. Don't get stuck along the road waiting for a tow truck. Get more when you treat it right with Protecta from SFR. Available today. So, you got a new ride. Now it's time to protect that engine with Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment. Protecta offers a 200,000-mile warranty on the engine, which is the best in the industry. When it comes to maximum performance and a long-lasting ride, get more when you treat it right with Protecta Engine Treatment from SFR, available today.
For a store near you, go to sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Take the ballot of Free Talk Live.
800-259-9231. Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And men with you.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Don't forget the bulletin board system. We've got over 700 users, over 35,000 posts. It's free at freetalklive.com.
Everything's free at freetalklive.com.
It is, so go and check it out. There was a mob scene in Virginia. Richmond International Raceway is where it happened. What started as a sale turned into a mob scene as this from NBC 12 pushed, as thousands of people pushed their way through the Richmond International Raceway to buy a $50 iBook laptop computer from Henrico County Schools Tuesday morning. An estimated 5,500 people were on hand when the gates were open. What followed can only be described as chaos.
Why were these jerks selling these things at $50 a piece at this expo center? They could have sold them on eBay. They wouldn't have had to rent the expo center, and they would have gotten more money for us taxpayers.
What followed, we'll explain. Well, I guess we'll explore that in a moment. What followed can only be described as chaos, as dozens rushed to get to the head of the line. People were trampled, shoved, and pushed. Hey, wait a minute. I thought the government is the antithesis of chaos. I thought that if the government's around, then chaos is gone. That everything's orderly. Isn't that the point to having government?
That's the selling point. I don't know if it's the true point.
That's what people claim. Oh, well, because we have government, we don't have chaos. Oh, without government, we'd have anarchy and chaos. But this was a government-sponsored event. It was the Hernando or Henrico County School Board that did this. It wasn't the raceway. They were virtually giving away laptops. Starletta Wilson pointed to her child's broken stroller. She says, yeah, they pushed me. Look at my child's stroller. They actually pushed me and stampeded over me. Those people who are down
there now.
Doesn't
sound like they're very good to the kid either.
She says, those people who are down there now were behind us before.
Well, it's not just those people. It's the idiots that put this thing in place.
Dustin Coppinger, who attended the sale, said he saw an older man run over by anxious buyers. He said an old man in a walker was trampled to the ground. Trampled to the ground, walked all over, he said.
Jeez.
Alice Jemerson was one victim who got trampled. She said, look at my knees. They ran on top of me. I just started kicking the people, she said. There were also heat problems as 17 people were treated for heat exhaustion. Four were taken to the hospital. There were only 5 policemen on the scene. I'll reiterate, there were 5,500 people in attendance. There were 5 police officers on the scene when the gates were opened at 7 o'clock. 70 additional officers were called in, including 20 in riot gear. 22 firemen were also needed. In 4 hours, they sold the 1,000 surplus laptops that they had. So, what went wrong, man? Why did all these people go so crazy?
Well, I would say that the government stole our money with taxes. They bought with that whatever they wanted to. In this case, it was some laptops.
1,000 laptops.
They now decide they don't want these laptops. They're not going to follow the rules of economics and sell the laptops at market value, so right. No one will get excited.
Like anyone who actually spent their own money would. Because if you spend your own money and you buy a $1,000 iBook, I mean, these are iBooks. Those, I don't think, are cheap necessarily.
I think $1,000 is low.
Yeah. Let's say it's $1,000 for one of these things. If you're spending your own money and you buy the thing and you change careers and you decide, oh, man, I've only owned this laptop for 5 months. I've used it 5 times, and now it's no good to me at all. My new career doesn't allow me to use laptops, and I have no use for this. I need to get rid of it. you're going to take a loss, and you understand you're going to take a loss, but you're going to take as small of a loss as you possibly can.
Sure.
You want to get market value for it. These guys destroyed the marketplace things that normally go on.
Right.
The actions that the market naturally takes. Naturally, you want to get as much as possible for your laptop. The government is completely unnatural. The government is a creation of mankind. It doesn't follow the same rules as most people do. It doesn't even have its own thoughts. It's just a bunch of people acting as though they have authority and spending your money. Because it's easy to spend other people's money and not care about it.
Sure.
But it's really difficult to spend your own. So you're right. They spent thousands of our dollars on all these laptops, and then they subjugated the marketplace and offered them at $50.
Yeah.
As our board op puts it, he'd jump over his grandma for a $50 iBook. You're cutting out the factor of supply and demand.
Yep.
There is a huge demand for laptops.
And this just shows what a breach of nature it is.
The government.
What a crime. Well, anything. You're going against the marketplace is a crime against nature.
This shows it in its truest form. It's violence. And violence resulted as a result of the government sidestepping the marketplace. That's what they did here. They said, oh, well, let's just take a $950 loss on
these. We don't care. It's not our money.
We'll do the taxpayers a favor. After all, they paid for them in the first place. Why shouldn't they get them at $50 each?
Because the taxpayers aren't getting them. The people that stomped on the little old ladies are getting them.
There's
no guarantee that they paid any taxes at all.
Let's make it clear that there's a huge demand for affordable laptops. That's why you're seeing go pick up your Best Buy or your Circuit City advertisements from the past week and go look and see they are featuring $500-$600 laptops.
Really?
Budget buy laptops are available on the market because people want laptops. Now, if you price them at $50, people are going to go insane over them. Seriously. I used to work in retail, so I know this. I've seen this craziness.
Welcome to Kmart.
Small,
can I help you?
Right. To
this
a very
Ian.
Small
can I help
extent.
You?
Yes, thank you very much. So I've seen this insanity to a very small extent, because when stores like Kmart and Walmart do their Black Friday sales on the day after Thanksgiving, that's called Black Friday in the business, and we always talk about it on Free Talk Live, so you can bet we'll talk about it when it comes up. But it's a huge deal, because what they do is they sell, I think they call them loss leaders in the business.
Yes, that's a loss leader.
What you do is you get a pallet full of TVs, 19-inch TVs, just budget buy, cheap, dirt box TVs with no frills. You take them, you put them on it, you take the pallet from the back of the store, you drag that sucker up to the front. You tell the client, you tell your customers via your advertising that you're going to be selling 19-inch televisions for $75. And the regular price is $120.
Whatever it is.
Now, the $75, you're going to take a $5 loss per set or maybe sell it at cost. Okay? The point of that is to get people through the doors.
Well, a loss leader, by definition, would be that you take a loss. You lead with it, and you take a loss on it. So it would be something that
you're leading with it to hope to get people through
the
doors to buy stuff at a profit.
Cheapskates through the door so that they'll buy more things? It's kind of an iffy situation.
It really is.
But for large retailers, it definitely works.
But you have to understand, the reason why they do sales like this, the only reason they do this one sale this one day of the year is because they know that that Black Friday is typically the day where people start their Christmas shopping.
And this
because
is
because of the sales.
Cheapskate shopping day of the year, because the people that care about bargains are out on Black Friday for the bargains.
That's right.
This is like bargain day. So you do want to get those people definitely in the store on that day, because they're intending to spend money. So you might as well have them at your place.
And if it didn't work, Manwich, they wouldn't do it.
No.
I mean, if they weren't able to cover those losses and actually sell more product on top, after about a year or two, they'd probably say,
this isn't working.
Let's cancel this idea. Yeah. So it's clearly working. But so I've seen this to a very small extent. I mean, people will go crazy over a $75 TV set, but they're not going to go that crazy. You know, it's only a $50 discount instead of a $950 discount.
Right.
This government made its citizens go insane with greed over these things. And so they stomped on one another.
Well, they hold some responsibility, let's be clear.
But yes, obviously they do. However, who can blame them? At $50 a laptop, that's a hell of a deal.
Blame them, but I blame the government first.
Absolutely. 800-259-9231. More coming up.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free. Take control of the show, 800-259-9231. Talking about these maniacs in, I think it was Virginia. They had a virtual giveaway of brand new laptops.
Mm-hmm.
The school board, it's called, which county is it? Henrico County School Board bought 1,000 computers. They bought 1,000 laptops, decided they didn't need them. And so they do the taxpayers a favor and sell them off at $50 a pop. Well, that was real nice of them.
It was dumb.
Unfortunately, they are sidestepping the functions of the market on setting price, and so therefore people went crazy when they found out that they could get themselves a virtually brand new laptop for $50. Heck, I'd go to that.
Well,
I'd go to that event.
I don't think the school officials have anything to worry about. They were fine. They sold off their laptops as quickly as they possibly could, and you know, it's all over.
According to the officials, they insist that even though 5,500 people showed up for this event, they only had 1,000 laptops, 5,500 people competed. As you pointed out, man, which that means one out of five people got the laptop.
One of 5.5, yeah.
Whatever. And those who did get the laptops were the ones who pushed and shoved the hardest.
Yes, they stepped on somebody else to get there.
Yeah. Because if you look at the photo, and we'll post this, the link to this article up in the BBS at freetalklive.com. If you look at the photo, everyone in this photo is running.
Yep.
They're running to the gates
and
to get
torches
these
and pitchforks.
Almost.
they intend to get themselves a laptop, that's for sure.
So they brought out the nastiness in everyone.
over their willingness to sidestep market the market price setting mechanisms, mm-hmm. which is supply and demand. You sidestep that, which only the government can really do, because everyone else has economic incentives. They have economic motivations to get back as much of their cost as possible. If you spent $1,000 on a laptop, you want to get X back, and you want X to be as big as possible. So you put it up for auction or something like that. And as you pointed out, if they'd put 1,000 laptops up for auction, they would have done really well.
Well, I can imagine what their thought process on that was. If they put it on eBay, then everybody would get them, not the citizens of Henrico County. But I think that the citizens of Henrico County here have been harmed, not benefited by this sale.
Disgusting. And, of course, the only people who benefited from this were the company they bought the 1,000 laptops from initially.
Yes.
Anyway.
Because the taxpayers of Henrico County paid for them full price there.
We might get a chance to talk about infant terrorists, but let's go to Corey in Minneapolis. Corey, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Just wanted to talk about the minimum wage.
Okay.
And just wanted to make a couple of points that, I think when a person goes to work, they have a certain value that they bring to a business.
Yes.
And that value is something that, it changes over time. You think about a person getting out of college, and what's one of the first things they do to get more value? They take an internship for free.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so they take that, and over the course of time, then they get experience, and so they can put on their resume, I've worked at this place for 6 months or a year, and that's impressive to people. That's 6 months or a year more value versus your competition out there that just graduated.
Right.
And so I think a lot of people have to take that under consideration. And then the other thing, too, is that when you increase the minimum wage to, say, like $8, then the poorer people are denied those jobs that are $7 an hour. And I think that's shameful,
Yeah. It makes it more difficult for not only poor people, but young people and old people as well, people who are maybe retired, and they might be looking for a little bit of extra work. It makes it more difficult for them to get into the market, or even, for instance, a middle-aged woman who has been pampered her whole life, has been taken care of, gets a divorce and finds herself looking for work. She's got no experience whatsoever, and she just can't compete to get those minimum wage jobs. And the other problem that the minimum wage creates is that the minimum wage workers tend to float around. They have no incentive to stay anywhere because they could just go and get minimum wage somewhere else. It's easy for them to just, tell the boss to F off and then go get another job somewhere else.
Take this job and shove it.
Right.
Right.
They don't care to really advance through the ranks.
One other thing that I want to say, and I'll be done, is that you were mentioning some of the regulations that hurt some of the poor people. I think the best way to get poor people out of poverty is if you privatize Social Security, because let them keep their own money that they have for immediate needs like health care or groceries, simple things.
I think you need to be careful when you use the word privatize, especially in regards to Social Security, because when you say privatize Social Security, the first thought that's going to pop into people's minds is, Corey's for George Bush's plan.
Right, that's not the case.
Yeah, well, that's what the media has spun the word privatization as. It has spun, when attached to Social Security, it's suggesting that you mean that the government should take people's money and then they should be allowed to invest it privately. No, what you mean, what I think you mean, is that they should never have their money taken from them in the first place.
Right, exactly. And so that people can spend it because they don't get to the age of 65. It's usually the people that have better health care, that can afford it, that can, they just don't make it to that age. That's a difficult age. I mean, look at Peter Jennings. Even a rich guy like Peter Jennings,
he didn't make it.
He had 2 years. I think he was 67. And look what good he paid into Social Security.
Yeah, there goes your 15%, Peter.
Right,
that would have probably done his heirs a little bit more than it did the government.
Probably would have been better off spending on treatment for his cancer.
Great call, Corey. Thank you for it, man. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Steve in Massachusetts. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Oh, hello.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah, I want to talk about a poll I recently heard about out of California.
You better do it quick.
Well, what did it have to say? We're going to put you on hold. What did it have to say?
It was saying that...
Tease it, Steve.
You got to sell it. You got to sell it now.
I was saying that...
Make people want to listen to you, Steve. You better do it now. Oh, the pressure's on. It's about minorities. That's all we know. We'll find out more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
Hey, Manwich.
Hi, Manwich. We're only here for moments, though, so I'm not sure if we're going to be able to sneak your call in, because we still got Steve. We're going to get back to him. But first, we need to tell you about AMP. Join us online. amp.freetalklive.com is the place to go to help us out a little bit. All we're asking is $3 a month. And you don't have to do it, because we're still going to give you all the cool stuff that we give you on the website for free. The archives, the bulletin board system, all of it is still on the house, and it will be. But we're asking you for a little bit of help to help amp the show. And what we mean by that is advertise, market, and promote. It'll allow us, your $3 a month will allow us to promote our show to more radio stations.
Yep.
To get
if
on
you believe
show.
In Free Talk Live like we believe right. in Free Talk Live, it's your chance
if
to
you
help
think,
us.
Yeah, if you think that we are the best vehicle to get the message of freedom and liberty out to people, then help us out. In fact, that $3 will also go to some internet advertising to help us get more internet listeners as well. So you can actually see where it's all going, amp.freetalklive.com. We're almost 5% of the way to our goal, which is a pretty lofty goal, by the way. And once we reach that goal, we'll cut our commercial time back by 25%. On this show.
It's a good deal.
So check it out, amp.freetalklive.com. And don't forget, the Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. You can check them out at 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. The Free State Project, also available for you, freestateproject.org. freestateproject.org. Let's go back to the phones, to the fun, to Steve in Massachusetts. Steve, have you put your words together at this point?
Yes.
sorry, Steve. That. We just had to do it to you, man. It was a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, but this poll that I heard come out of California
mm-hmm.
said that
Hispanic people are actually now the majority in California.
Yeah, I wouldn't
and
doubt
it
that.
It got me to thinking that I think it's about time at this point in history that we can repeal all of these hate crime laws in where a minority can actually become the majority.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see
I'm definitely against
what
hate crime.
There is for it.
Well, I would think that a hate crime, I'm against hate crime laws too, but I think that they would apply against minorities that were committing acts of violence against a majority also.
You would think they'd apply, but maybe they don't always apply that way.
Well, they probably weren't meant to.
You would think. It doesn't.
Yeah, we're definitely against hate crime laws here on Free Talk Live, because as far as I'm concerned, if you murder somebody, it's murder.
Yep.
If you murder somebody and say, "I hate you, white boy," that doesn't make it worse. It's still murder. You're still killing somebody. So,
the reason wasn't good enough in the first place.
Yeah.
Whatever the reason was.
Steve, any final thoughts?
And basically what it's saying
is... I also have to say, discrimination laws, people shouldn't discriminate, but at this point, it doesn't seem like we need such laws.
We never needed such laws. Those laws were only reversals of the segregation laws. So instead of forcing people to be segregated, the laws are now forcing them to be integrated, and that's just as bad. Let people decide on their own who they want to do business with. And if a white racist jerk wants to open his own store and only sell to white males, then he should be free to do that. He's going to suffer because the marketplace is cutting out his market. He's cutting out potential customers by being a racist jerk. And we should let the market punish jerks like that instead of looking to the government to do it. Great call, Steve. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231.
One thing that hate crime laws do by increasing the penalty against people who commit crimes like, say, aggravated battery because somebody's black or gay or whatever reason, is what it says is, well, greed and other reasons for committing crimes are better motivations than hate.
Mm.
Greed's better than hate.
Hey, that's
not
stupid? A good message.
No, it's a bad message.
We're going to be back here.
How in the world would we let the government teach morals to our kids?
We shouldn't. We're going to be back tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern. It's Benny in here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us in the meantime, freetalklive.com. See you.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.